decided our court case was. We've been invited to come boldly to the throne of grace and get something. What do we get? Anybody remember? Obtain mercy and find grace to help. So whatever picture helps you, whether it's Perry Mason or Judge Judy or whoever it is, stop for a moment and close your eyes and picture yourself in front of absolute holiness, perfect justice, standing there by yourself. And the accuser wheels in several hand trucks worth of evidence and says, "Your Honor, this person is a sinner. There is no doubt. We have mountains of evidence. There's Facebook video, there's cell phone video, and there's all this stack of stuff. And in Exodus 18, or Ezekiel 18, sorry, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Romans 3, the wages of sin is death. This person is a sinner. It is undeniable. They deserve to die." The judge says, "I concur." The judge says, "I would like to enter into exhibit A and B. One is the cup of blessing, and the other is the bread. And I would remind prosecution of their duties to present exculpatory evidence. You have withheld." You've got Romans 6, 23, the first part figured out, the wages of sin is death. But there's more to that verse. The gift of God is eternal life. Because our trial isn't just a criminal trial. It's a custody trial. Who's your father? And it's a probate trial. Whose inheritance, or what are you going to get for an inheritance? And when the accuser says, "That sinner needs to die," the father says, "I have provided a lamb for the sacrifice." And this sinner has claimed privilege under my sacrifice. He gets the credit, the remission of sin. The slate has been marked clean. His life has been purchased. He is now my son. And the life that he lives comes from my son. "Yes, but Your Honor, this person is a sinner. They shouldn't be allowed to live a full, complete life." Well, I would direct your attention to the bread. Their healing, their life, their sustenance was purchased by that sacrifice of my son on that cross. Do you have any other evidence you would like to present? There is nothing that allows us to stand just and justified before God other than what He has provided for our benefit. The justice that should have been meted out on us was poured out on someone else. And we get the benefit of seeing the righteous, holy judge punish His son for me. That's a pretty intimidating thing. And all that is left for me is thank you, gratitude, life. And if it's just for my benefit, I'm wasting it. He has given me life to give away, just like He gave away life. So this morning as we sit here with our cup of justice in hand, it's justice that was meted out on the Lamb, not on me. Father, we're so thankful that just at the point where I realize I am helpless, I am lost, I am cursed, I am doomed, I see your Lamb and recognize that I am now a son, I am bought, I am washed white as snow, I am dressed in your robes. Remember.
Think about